Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the timing of the birth of our Lord. Let's continue with that thought today as we start out a new week.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The babe inside Elizabeth jumps when Mary enters, who at most could be 2 weeks pregnant, if that, probably less than that, because she left straight and goes there immediately, we're told. So if she went there that quickly, so less than 2 weeks, she enters and the babe jumps in Elizabeth's womb because she says, the Lord. Mary called Jesus her Savior, because Mary needed a Savior, and he was it. The Holy Ghost came upon her that she might be, he might prepare her and fit her to be a carrier of the Son of God, just like the apostles who were used to write these New Testament scriptures. It had to be holy men. It couldn't be just any man writing down words. It had to be holy men of God that wrote. But they weren't God in themselves. They weren't a God. Okay? And so, within 2 weeks, this baby is inside of Mary. Less than 2 weeks, and the babe jumps saying, this is God. That tells us that it was recognized, the baby Jesus inside her, just starting what a normal 2 week pregnancy would be, or less, what that development would be at that point. That tells us that there was life in there. They viewed it as a life. God views it as life. He put it there so we would know that it's a life. Just think, 2,000 years ago, God already knew what would be going on around the world with abortion and the murder by abortion. And he was showing that it's not more than just a piece of tissue, that this is a human life. And we're showing this here because, you know, Mary, she was poor. And her marriage hadn't been consummated yet. So really, I mean, she won't even have a sexual relationship with Joseph until after Jesus is born, because the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1, knew her not until she bore her firstborn. Then he began to know her and had other children by her. But this tells us, though, that that baby was a human life that was less than 2 weeks old. So to abort it, as though today's world would say, well, you're poor, you're single and all that, you need to abort that baby. Need to go ahead and kill it. No, that's not the way God wants it. So God's right in this matter. Don't kill human lives through abortion. I'm just showing you what God is teaching. You say, what medical knowledge do you have? Very little, but I've got a whole lot of Bible knowledge here, and I believe what God says above what man says. Okay? So again, the Holy Ghost comes upon Mary, and she conceived. Now, if you believe on the name and follow, as seen in Romans 10:9, 10, and 13, then you'll know that this is the Son of God, and you can know that you are saved. Now, in Romans 10:9, it says this, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now you believe that he is the Lord, that is deity, God come in the flesh. So the Lord Jesus, that's his humanity. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, It's not believing unto your righteousness. It's the righteousness of Christ. And it's the righteousness of Christ by which we are accepted in heaven. So you're trusting his righteousness with your life, with the heart, your life. You're trusting his righteousness to deliver because you're giving him yourself to him. We told you earlier in this study, verses 11 through 13, that God's promise was, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. So then you know you're saved because God doesn't lie. So to believe on his, the name is to believe on the very person. That is the character of God. And you act upon his pronouncements, his affirmations, the things that he said that he cannot negotiate out of and will not negotiate out of it because he's God. So you know you're saved if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior with the idea of just like a marriage where he is the head and you're submitted to him. And if you believe on the name, you're trusting him with your eternity, you're trusting him with your life, then he says there again in verse 13, so very clearly, he says, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God that ye may know that ye may, K-N-O-W, know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So again, you can know that you're saved because you're taking God at his word. And if you believe on the name, you know you have eternal life. Because God doesn't lie, my friend. Hey, that's eternal security, is it not? And just think of it. According to the 103rd Psalm, when we receive Christ, he forgives all of our iniquity. He heals our soul's disease. Now, those spiritual diseases are different than bodily disease. He redeems our life from destruction. He removes transgression from us as far as the east is from the west. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. All. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And he remembers our frame, its dust, and hath pitied us as a father pitieth his children. My friend, he can be your God and Father. He can be your Lord and Savior right now. What must you do? You must admit, I am a sinner that cannot save myself. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, and when he was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin I ever have or ever will commit. We find out in 1 Peter chapter 2, in verses 24, he bare in his own body on the tree our sin. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, we've seen that he is the propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation means the entire payment. So you believe that he paid your penalty in full. So believing that he did that for you, you receive him as your Lord and Savior. And when you do, he accepts you, and you're accepted in Christ into heaven. So, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can ask the Lord to save you right now. Will you do that? Will you do that right now? Give him your heart and life. Is there anything in this world that'll be worth spending an eternity, a billion, 10 trillion, and on we could go of the amount of time, because it's endless, in a lake of fire where you never cease to exist, but you rejected the love of God, you rejected his payment. Oh, there's nothing, but you'll have to give an account. Why would you put off receiving him. And yet you can receive him right now as your Lord and Savior. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that included believing he paid your penalty, believing he rose from the dead, believing unto his righteousness to make you accept. You give him your heart and life today. Would you do that right now? God does not lie. He says, if you'll come to him, you'll call upon him. He'll save you. Listen, I want to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, then right now, right where you are, would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Oh, forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Forgive me of all my sin and save me right now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, God who cannot lie, he saved you. And you know that you have eternal life because God does not lie. Isn't that great? Now let me encourage you to write us, either email us or send us a letter through the address that's given to you at the end of this broadcast today. And let us know that you've received Christ as your Savior. Google or look up, we have Yellow Pages. We used to always say that, but now hardly anybody uses those. So I would say Google. Find out if there's an independent Baptist church that holds to your King James Bible, a church that does not do the rock and roll stuff and things of that nature. And just look that up online and then call the pastor and tell him of the decision that you made listening to this radio program, and he will help you with the next step. On our website that our announcer will also give you, you'll find that you can go there, look under Booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom in that left-hand column and click on it. Then look at Building Blocks. It'll tell you how to live this new Christian life. And I hope you will do that. And then, my friend, tell others about what you've done today. Tell others. And let others know that you belong to Jesus. Won't you? Well, I want to thank you folks for listening today. We've spent some time here on verses 11 through 13 that I thought was very important just because it does deal with our security and our way of salvation and knowing. And I hope that it was a help to you. Go to our website and re-listen to these things again. I think it'll be a big help to you. So I want to thank you for listening today. Please tell your friends about the Lamp and Light because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.